It's 20 minutes after 6 and I'm joined on the line by Guy Hayward. He's the CEO of Massmart. The South African retailer reported an almost 16% rise in full-year profit as the firm controlled costs and closed some of its less profitable stores in a tough economic environment. Guy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Nice to be on the show.
So looking at the results, sales up 7.7%, headline earnings up 15.6%. Let's talk about what drove the push in those numbers.
Yeah, thanks. I think it's probably two things. We did a great job on keeping our customers happy, you know, great merchandise, well-priced, shouted about it nicely. And then probably most importantly is we really got our costs well under control. Made some good decisions around store closures, as you mentioned, got very efficient in some of our supply chain workings, got smarter inside our stores with our store processes. And so we were able to keep comparable cost growth down at 5.4%, which was fantastic.
When you look at the Africa's contribution to the pie, what sort of numbers and growth are you seeing there?
So Africa was a tale of two halves. In the 6 months to June, it was growing very, very strongly in rands for us. In the second half, that rate of growth slowed, so it was still positive, but a lot lower. And so we closed the year with Africa growing at about 11% in rands and about 13% in local currencies.
The great thing about your business, it gives you a sense of what's happening both in the consumer space, both in the home improvement space, also in Africa as well. Let's focus on the consumer outlook for 2017, particularly here in South Africa. How positive are you about that when you take into consideration that, you know, the drought's coming to an end, this possible rent strengthening continuing, and also possible interest rate cuts in the year?
Yeah, I think you summed it up for me. I'm cautiously optimistic for the reasons you've described. I think we are going to see lower food inflation. In fact, a few hours ago, we saw the PPI figure, which was very low for January. I think it was down 1.5% to about 5%, 5.5%. There's a possibility, therefore, that interest rates come down towards the end of the year. And I agree with you. I think the rand will strengthen further, and that, too, will help lower inflation. So cautiously optimistic, probably a tough first half and a pretty good second half.
Now, when you look at the sales performance in each of the divisions, when you look at Mass Discounters, Mass Warehouse, which ones stand out for you that you're quite proud and happy about?
Well, I think each business did well in its own way, given the market it was facing. Mass Discounters grew sales by only 5%, but yet grew profits by about 50%, as they did an awesome job on margin and expenses. And then, a very big, profitable, mature business like Macro and Builders Warehouse grew sales at 11% and 6% respectively in a very tough market, and managed to grow profits just beneath that, which I thought was a very good performance for two very big businesses.
Looking at the rest of the period, what will be some of your strategic and operational priorities?
I think in the short term, we're going to just make sure we keep our customers happy and watch our costs closely. In the longer run, you'll see us push harder at online, push harder into Africa. We're going to open 25% more African space in the next two years. We're going to be completing our SAP rollout in game, which we started this year and will finish next year.
All right. And in terms of Africa, what's some of the underlying trends that you're picking up there? Some say, it's a bit tough at the moment. It could get better. How are you seeing it?
I'm sorry, Nastasia, the signal died very briefly. I didn't hear your first question.
No worries. In terms of Africa, what are some of the underlying trends that you're seeing there? Are you seeing, improved positivity and, possible growth going further? Or how are you interpreting that?
There's probably two things going on to generalize. The countries that export single commodities like diamonds or oil are struggling with hard currency and weak local currencies. And then in southern Africa, from Zambia through to Mozambique and Botswana, there's quite a severe drought going on, which is really affecting socioeconomic issues in those countries.
All right, Guy, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Natasha.
That's Guy Hayward. He's the Chief Executive Officer at Massmart.